Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
J Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
Back here on J Street Vibes. Kenny Caraway, Jason Jones, giving you all the vibes. We were sitting here talking at the beginning about the Kings 113-95 loss to the Toronto Raptors. Just a disappointment.
Unacceptable.
It was disappointing to see.
No beam was lit, you know.
No beam. You know, it's the saddest place in the world. I don't know if you experience when there's no beam lit, like going to a Kings game and it's a loss. Oh, it's so sad, Jason. Like, people really walk around Doko aimlessly, just upset. So
the beam is a source of energy for all. If there's no beam, what do you do?
Yeah, everybody was upset tonight at the Golden One Center. But people were also upset on King's Twitter. And, you know, I went to King's Twitter and I was, you know, it's like, man, you know, just saying what it was, man. The Kings got beat up. They lost on what was this, Wednesday night, you know? There's no doubt about that. But, you know, you take it. You know, you lost, you take it, you move on. People were losing it. Maryland, this is why we need to make a trade. And, you know, they need to go get somebody like Mason Plumlee. And this team, they've got holes. And that, and I'm just sitting here like, yo, what the hell are you guys talking about? What are you talking about? Like I said, this team hasn't really played bad basketball in a month. All right. They lose a game. It's not a good look. And now we need to make a move. No, we don't need to make a move. Here's what I say, Jason. If there's a move that you can make that that works out, like Alex Lynn, I don't know, 2 second rounders, whatever, you can go get Mason Plumlee. Sure, whatever. Like, I'm not really tripping off that. If you can do it, do what you got to do. But if you don't do it, you're fine. I don't think Mason, moral of the story, I don't think Mason Plumlee is the difference between the Kings being a fourth seed and being a 10th seed. I don't. Mason Plumlee is not.
See, here's my thing. Number one, this is why I don't be on Twitter like that. Because I swear I hate the fact that the ESPN trade machine was ever created. Because for years I was sent things like, why can't they do this? I'm like, you do realize the other team has to want to do that? And it'd always be like, here go 4 players we don't want for like an all-star. It's like, why? Like, it makes no sense. It's, you know, and why do they want Mason Plumlee so bad?
Well, I mean, Mason Plumlee, he's a rim protector, a rebounder, gives you some toughness. Like, Mason Plumlee's cool. I think he'd be a good addition to the team. Like, it's all good. But, I mean, like I said, that's not the difference between the Kings, like I said, being in the playoffs and being in the play-in. He absolutely not. And this is why I keep telling people, you go get Mason, because that's the move you're talking about making. You go get somebody like Mason Plumlee. You're talking about a guy that's playing 12 to 14 minutes max and will never be in the game in the final 6 minutes of the game. I'm not saying he can't help and he can't contribute, but that is not somebody that's going to make or break your season. It's just not.
That is not like, you know why we lost to Toronto tonight? If they had Mason Plumlee, no. And that's not fair to Mason Plumlee. Right. I'm not. No. I mean, I've you know, I have my thing with Duke guys. You know, I put I've had an issue with Duke since the early '90s, late '80s, early '90s. Since
we're not alone.
You know, I've had my issues with all their players. Just about after what they did to my man Jamal Mashburn as a kid, hurt my heart. Mm-hmm. Broke my heart. What they did to the Fab Five. They've hurt me multiple times. But I'm like, and I remember that year when Portland made it to the conference finals against the Warriors, and every time Mason Plumlee got near the rim, I swear he jumped and threw the ball back out. I'm like, either I'm just catching the wrong game, or are you a 7-footer who's athletic, who likes to jump and turn his back to the basket and throw the ball out? You know, I'm not going to judge Mason just on that one series, but I just can't see. I'm always fascinated by the person or the player that people always believe that's the guy we got to have. A lot of times the guy you're fixated on isn't the guy you even need.
Mm.
And you trust the guy who you just gave a 3-year extension to know what you need.
Right. Right.
And I mean, we talked about backup center all year, but the fact is, you get down the stretch, Domas is playing 38, 40 minutes.
Right.
You know, now if you're going to say you're going to get, I don't know, we're going to get me another defensive wing. Okay, that sounds cool. But even then, you're not cutting Harrison's minutes.
No.
You're still playing Keegan.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anything that they're looking at, to me, has to be like a piece for depth. You're not giving up unless it's a blockbuster move. Right. You're not giving up assets to get a 10th man.
Right.
I mean, you're just not doing that. If it's like a no-brainer move, like we can just get off a contract that's expiring. But I mean, there's only going to be so many deals like the one the Lakers pulled for Rui Hachimura, where you have an expiring deal. They have a player that's not a part. You're not going to see a lot of those plans for like a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, I think the Kings should be content unless you get a blockbuster offer. You know, get past the deadline. If you don't make a move, see who gets bought out.
Mm-hmm.
Find some guys on a 10-day.
Yeah.
You know, unlike past years, a guy might get bought out and actually want to come to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need to, you know, overreact and start going, you know, I mean, you're going to drive yourself crazy that every time they lose a game, got to trade this guy. Got to trade that guy. No, you don't.
No.
I just think they got to be smart. That they got to where they are now with smart moves.
Right.
You know, the Halliburton move proved to be a smart move for him. The Herter move. The Bagley move, because you ended up with Trey Lyles in then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they've made, you know, money ain't missed lately.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
There's no need to act like if you make this move, I mean, if you're going to make a move that makes you like a championship contender, I could see it.
Right.
But a guy you're going to bring in to be the 10th man is not going to all of a sudden turn you into the Denver Nuggets or the Boston Celtics.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
And the moves you talk about to turn you into a championship contender, if you got to make it, you can make it. But now you're talking about, all right, Harrison's gone. Keegan's probably gone. Davion, like that's the type of deal you're looking at. When you talk about Mason Plumlee or a guy that you mentioned earlier who I like I'd love to see here in Chris Boucher. Like I really like his game as a backup center. Like that's, once again, I can't get over the fact, I'm not saying it doesn't matter because Trey Lyles played a great game the other day. Davion does good. Malik Monk does great off the bench. You know, like there are guys off the bench that contribute to winning in a major way. But Mason Plumlee, that's the guy that's always just brought up. And James Hamm talks about him a lot. I understand the value of Mason Plumlee. I would like him on the Kings. I would like him on the Kings. I'm not saying don't get him. I'd like him on the Kings. I'm just telling you, you're talking about a guy, and you mentioned it with Sabonis' moments. You're talking about a guy, you're talking about a guy in Mason Plumlee who's playing 12 to 14 minutes a night, and he's never – I repeat, he's never playing in the last 6 minutes of a close game. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, 49 games this year in 28 minutes, about 12 points and 10 boards. Sounds great. Sounds wonderful. That's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But where is he going to play? where is he going to get 28 minutes on this team?
Ain't happening.
You, what are you going to do? Are you going to put him at the four next to Sabonis?
And Keegan Murray?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to then ask, you know, Sabonis, who is not exactly Akeem Olajuwon or Dikembe Mutombo, to now play out, you know, yeah, he had success in Indiana because he had a Miles Turner next to him. But are you really going to do that?
No.
I mean, that would be the only way you would be able to do a move like that, because now you can play Plumlee minutes. But like I said, you're going to sit Harrison? Are you going to make your already shaky defense even worse by playing two bigs?
Hmm.
I mean, Toronto was trying to put Domas in the pick and roll tonight.
Right.
So, I mean, what are you going to, you know, it's one thing for him to switch off a five man on in a pick and roll. You're going to ask Domas to switch off a four? What if you play, I don't know, say, I just watched the game, you play the Lakers and they're using LeBron at the four.
Hmm.
You're going to ask Domas to go out there and deal with that? No. I mean, the numbers look great. Like I said, I don't, you know, Mason's is a solid NBA player.
He's a good ball player, a good role player. Like he, in theory, there's nothing wrong with wanting Mason Plumlee. I don't think that's the problem. The problem is making it as it's an end all be all. Like, we have to get this guy or we're, you know, doomed.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, what are you giving up? I mean, the rebounds are a career high this year. There's nothing to, all my jokes about him in Portland aside, he's having a career year,
mm-hmm.
you know, but also you look at it as Jerry Reynolds once told me, every bad team has a leading scorer and a leading rebounder.
Mm.
He's doing that on what has been a very bad Charlotte team this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a knock on him. He's doing what he's supposed to do. But we're not going to act like he's putting up a bunch of numbers on the Denver Nuggets right now.
Right.
And so, you know, they're 13-36.
Jeez. Yeah, it's not a good one.
And you can even ask yourself, too, if Bridges wasn't an idiot, how much, you know, and do what he did, I don't think Mason Plumlee's playing minutes like this.
No.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, I mean, I'm always fascinated by the player fans just have to have sometime.
All right.
Or members of the media just have to have. I'm always fascinated. I'm like, why him?
All right. And then here's the other side of this, right? Mason Plumlee has been brought up. Like I said, James Hamm brings him up. Other people have brought him up. And I understand why. Once again, I want to reiterate, when James says it, when somebody in the chatty house says it or anything, I get it. He's a good ball player. He would be a good addition to the team. They're not wrong in that respect. But number one, you just laid out, like, what do you have to give up to get him? How much is he going to be playing? And that's the – it just really doesn't – it's not a necessity to me with this particular roster. But then you talk about, okay, they need a backup big that can rim protect and all this other stuff. Those guys just aren't out there like that. Like, if it is, it's like a super flyer, like Mo Bamba. That's another guy they always bring up. Like, that's a super – Mo Bamba can't play right now on a team that doesn't care about winning. You know what I mean? Like, he can't play. He hasn't played for, like, 2-3 years consistently.
Yeah.
You know, take a chance on him, sure, but I don't know, man. I see these situations after games like tonight, and I'm like – I look at this particular team, and I'm like – this year, I don't know how many moves there are to make with this particular roster at the deadline. Like I said, unless you're going to completely, you know, change the entire dynamic of what this roster is, which I don't think you should do. But unless you're doing that, there aren't a lot of moves to be made, I don't think.
No, and I think honestly, I know it's going to sound crazy to people, maybe to some people. If you just want to bring in a big – I'd sign DeMarcus Cousins to a 10-day.
Mm.
I'd bring, I mean, if you just want to, you know, I think he fits your system. If you, he showed last year he could play and, you know, accept a limited role, which mm-hmm. we, you know, and to me, as long as Sabonis is healthy, I don't see the panic to go out and get another big.
Right.
You know, a big who's going to need minutes. I mean, so I think I'd rather see the Kings look at the 10-day market, the buyout market, unless it's a no-brainer deal, you know, where it's like you're going to get a contributor for, like you said, a guy at the end of the bench like an Alex Lynn or a guy who's not playing much at all. And those deals, like I said, are hard to come by unless you do like the Lakers and say, you know what, we'll give you 3 second-round picks. You know, I know the Kings have draft cap, but, you know, and again, what is that doing? Is that really moving the needle for you? Right. Are you going to give up a bunch of stuff to be like, you know what? Now we're either, instead of being 3 or 4, we're 3, or, you know, I don't know. Cause even, I just don't see the rationale of you got to go get this guy. I'm like, and what is that guy going to do?
Right.
You know, it's not, like I said, it's not a guy putting up big numbers on a bad team just doesn't get me going, wow, you got to get that guy in the worst way, especially from bringing him in as a backup,
right?
Which is what he would be.
I'm looking at this list right now of this is centers right here. You got guys like, I know people don't really want to hear this, but Willie Cauley-Stein's out there, DeMarcus Cousins, Ed Davis, Gordy Zhang, Derek Favors, Greg Monroe or Tristan Thompson, Noah Vonleh. I mean, I'd rather, especially before the trade deadline, I'd rather give one of those guys a 10-day first and see if I can find somebody without giving up something. You know what I mean? I try that first before I just say, hey, I need to go trade for somebody. Once again, I don't think you necessarily need to go trade for somebody, but try the 10-day market first.
Especially when you're looking what you're looking for. You're not looking for a guy to be in your top 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. you're not looking for a, you know, high minute guy.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need to give up assets to get your 10th man.
I agree.
You can go sign your 10th man to a 10-day. If you don't like him, sign somebody else.
And I want to be perfectly clear. People are listening to this. There's no issue with James Hamm. I talked to Jill Adge about this. Jill's my girl. James is my guy. Like, this is not shots. I don't even think they're saying, like, people like that, you know, who know, they're not saying, oh, you have to do this. They bring it up, and I'm like, nah, I'm not really that pressed to do something like that. There are people out there, though, who were like, you have to make a deal. Like, no, you don't have to make a deal. Like,
newsflash, unless they make a deal for a star, it's not a championship team. So what are you doing?
I'm going to start off with what I said earlier about Mason Plumlee. That's not the difference between you staying in the top 6 and falling to 10. Like, it's not. The team that you have is going to be what makes or break you. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you're not going to sit back in, you know, in May and say, you know what? This season took a turn for the worse and they didn't go out and get Mason Plumlee. Like, that was the decision that sent this season down the fucking toilet. Like, what ruined the season? You didn't go get – take Monty's contract back, damn it. Like, well, you know, there should be a clause in this deal. It, you know, this deal is voided if you do not go get Mason Plumlee. This deal is voided if you don't make a trade at the deadline. You don't make a trade, damn it, this contract don't matter. It's now avoided. Right. You know, you can go be a free agent in the summer. We don't need you because now you're a waste of our time.
Right. I'm definitely leaning way more towards Stan Pat than you got to make a move with the deadline.
Yeah, I don't see the urgency for them to make a move. I don't see where, you know, to make it, like I said, like we've said repeatedly, the type of moves they could make aren't the difference between them like making and missing the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you want to make a move that's going to, quote, solidify you and make you say in the top 3, you have to give up something to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you got Sabonis because you gave up Tyrese and Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't get Sabonis because you sent them Tristan Thompson, 2 second-round picks, and a pick swap.
Yeah.
No, you have to get to get the type of player that would catapult you more, you got to give up something, you know. Mm-hmm. And people don't want to hear it, but that means giving up Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a difference maker, you know, that means, I don't know, just name a random player who you hypothetically think could help them on it. You know, I don't know. Not that I'm just, before I say this, this is not me saying this is out there. I'm not saying this is going to happen. Not, don't overact. Say you want Pascal Siakam.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting him unless you give up Keegan.
The conversation starts at Keegan.
Yeah, Keegan. I need Keegan. I need Davey. I need 2 first-round picks to start. Right. And I need a contract. And then I need filler to make the numbers add up.
Right.
You know, so you're going to have to give up, you know, probably Harrison too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think about all these things. And like I said, the type of move you would make that would, like you said, say you want to trade a guy, you know, like a, you know, a KZ or an Alex Lynn or someone like that. What do you think you're getting in return?
Not much.
You know, if I'm, you know, if I'm Charlotte, why do I want to do that?
All right.
When I could probably re-sign, you know, I don't know if Mason's a free agent in the offseason, but yeah, I think he's
a free agent in the offseason. That's a whole nother thing. You're doing that for a rental.
Yeah, I'm like, why, you know, and I always tell people, if you're going to propose these deals, explain to me why the other team would do it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the benefit to what Charlotte to make a deal? I mean, if he's coming off their books, what's the benefit? Like, you know, unless you attach something to it.
Right.
You know, unless you say, okay, here's a player you like. And in terms of young players, you're not going to give up Keegan or, you know, you're not going to give up a guy like that. Right. So what are you going to have to offer?
Yeah.
No. Outside of draft capital. So, yeah, I get it. You know, it's been so long since this time of the year meant improved to make a push. It usually was like, okay, maybe we can make a deal and then get into the top 10. or last year, we suck. We're making a deal that's going to pay off next season. I think everyone realized it's a bonus deal was going to pay off, wasn't going to pay off last season. This is a different – you got to change the mindset, you know. You know, if you're going to make a deal now, you swing for the fences.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to find someone like in Atlanta who, for whatever reason, says, you know what, here's a starter-level player for the hell of it.
And if you ain't swinging for the fences, just take your walk. Take your bases on balls.
Yeah. Get on first base and see what happens. And I think right now they're on pace to be on first.
Yeah, simple.
There's no need to do something crazy to say you made a deal.
Nick, I agree 100%. Let's take one more break. When we come back, Kings are going on a 7-game road trip, man. We'll preview that just a little bit and get you guys ready for that, man. It's Jason Jones, Kenny Caraway, J Street Vibes. We'll be right back.